لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and whose followers to the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We were still talking about the what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah. And last time we cited a reference where we can quantify or find out the how much loss and disgrace that humanity had in the previous century, in the 20th century. We were talking about the book of Dr. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the National Security Advisor at the time of Jimmy Carter, and we were quoting sections from that book where he is testifying to the degradation of humanity during the previous century. And the first part or the first section we talked about was the century of mega killing because of the advancement in the technology of death and destruction. And the numbers were very scary numbers that we quoted last time, and they are documented in his book. Total 176 million people were killed in the previous century in World War I, World War II, and 72 major wars, same size like the Vietnam War, and the attempt of communism, or which is the worst human failure ever, that cost humanity 60 million human lives, and the political and the religious and ethnic cleansing and genocides by Hitler, Mao, Stalin, and all those people. The total number of people killed are 176 million people. Now, you might think, well, you know, might not have an appreciation to this number. Just imagine, this is two-thirds of the population of the United States. Just imagine if out of every three people, two would be killed. And all over the nation. So how much killing and blood is that? And this is all because of the advancement in the technology of death and destruction, held and controlled by hands that did not make wudu, and by eyes that never cried out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, we have weapons that are enough, mass destruction weapons that are enough to destroy the earth seven times nowadays. And before it was man against man, so the damage was limited. The damages were limited. But now we are traveling with the speed of sound from very, very high altitude and elevations, dropping bombs very accurately. In the past, we had dumb bombs. Now, bombs are getting smart, and we're having smart bombs and laser-guided bombs. And then we have 20,000 bounce bombs, and we're getting into 25,000 bounce bombs. And, you know, the pilot is flying at a very high elevation, you know, sitting in front of a video terminal, just like a child playing with a video game, and killing people just with a click of a button. And, you know, at a very high elevation that you cannot reach. This is all the power of technology. Instead of using technology the right way, technology was used the wrong way. And this demonstrates what is the problem of having technology in the hands of people who don't have righteousness. For example, the person who invented the atomic bomb, he had all kinds of knowledge. He is genius in his area. You name it. I mean, definitely, he is really one of the experts in his area. And he has so much knowledge and he has so much intelligence. However, because in the absence of righteousness guiding him, controlling, what he does, what happened is that he produced such a scientific technology of death or technology of killing and destruction. And who is controlling those mass destruction weapons? They are controlled by who? By politicians. Politicians are the ones who control these mass destruction weapons. At the beginning of the 20th century, humanity had very high hopes of the 20th century at the beginning. They were hoping that this century is going to be a very good century. Why? Because machines were invented and they were so powerful and efficient that they can farm a big area of land with very little effort and very quick time. So humanity had hopes that during the previous century they can decrease the number of working hours at least by half and increase the income, you know, at least doubling the income. That was the dream of the humanity during the previous century and the hopes of the humanity because of the technology that was invented and the machines that can be employed in farming and all these things can make the life of humanity easier. Not to mention employing that technology into making our life easier and better. So that was the hopes of humanity at the beginning of the 20th century. And these hopes faded away quickly with the start of World War I and II. Now all these hopes turned out, all these sweet dreams that humanity had turned out to be a nightmare by employing technology in the wrong way because of political insanity and in the absence of a righteous superpower that can police and guard the world. Just imagine, these mass destruction weapons are controlled by politicians. Who are politicians? Politicians are people who lie every time they move their lips. Politicians are people who are not righteous. They people who lobby and campaign. They don't care about righteousness. They care about achievements. They care about strategic interests. They care about materialism. Those are people who are for sale. They satisfy the desires and needs of special interest groups that might have ill special interests. They are people who sell themselves so that they can campaign, so that they can lobby. Politics is all about lobbying and campaigning and materialistic interest. Politics in today's world, politics and righteousness are totally opposite to each other. However, in the Islamic superpower, politics and righteousness are the same. The leader of the righteous superpower has to be a righteous person. Otherwise, it's not a righteous superpower. So politics and righteousness come together, where righteousness controls the use of force and righteousness controls the making of the decisions. And this is the meaning of a righteous superpower, where people are going to make decisions according to righteousness, not according to strategic interests and materialistic interests. So, and the history testifies to the best righteous political leaders and the most powerful righteous religious leaders that the history ever known, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Those, the history, of course, those are the top. But there are people who were less than that, less righteous than them, but they are still very righteous people. But those are the top. The reason we are quoting those righteously guided Khalifa, the five righteously guided Khalifa after Prophet Muhammad, that the reason the Ummah called them righteously guided Khalifa, because they have one sign of righteousness that wasn't practiced by other Khalifas, which is that they have denied themselves the royal lifestyle. They were ruling, all leaders that have ruled superpowers, they have always enjoyed the royal lifestyle that comes with that position, a leader of a superpower. But Abu Bakr Siddiq and all the five righteously guided Khalifa, they denied themselves. They have actually, some of them, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, they had the royal lifestyle before they became leaders. And once they became leaders, they gave up, they sacrificed all this royal lifestyle. And this is just one of the signs that shows how much righteousness they have. And if you don't appreciate that much righteousness, just imagine yourself giving up the relatively royal lifestyle you're living. We are living a relatively royal lifestyle compared to at least 90, according to the statistics, at least we're living better than 95% of the world population. So we are living a relatively royal lifestyle. Now, are you willing to give up that royal lifestyle and go live in a very poor home and take public transportation and sell your car and all of that? We as individuals are not willing to do that. Now think, if it's hard for us as individuals to give our luxuries and our comfort, just imagine for a leader of a superpower giving that tremendous royal lifestyle and sleeping on the ground. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was sleeping on the ground under the banyan tree. And the delegate, the guy came from the Persian Empire he was a messenger that was sent to Umar ibn al-Khattab to discuss an issue with him. He was looking for him and he was asking, where is Umar? Everybody was telling him, you know, he's under that tree. And Umar at that time, he was leading a superpower that covered almost like 60-70% of the known world at that time. And they, he went under the tree, he found Umar ibn Khattab sleeping on dirt, on the ground, bending his arm under his head and sleeping on ground. So the guy, he cried and he said, حَكَمْتَ فَعَدَلْتَ فَأَمِنْتَ فَنِمْتَ يَا عُمَرُ. You have ruled with justice and righteousness, and as a result, you have felt so peaceful that you can sleep like a baby during the middle without any guards, without anything. That was the kind of righteousness those political leaders had. Today, in order to be a political leader, you have to be for sale. You have to sell yourself to other, you know, interest, special interest groups. You have to sell yourself to corporate, the CEOs of the corporate organizations, multi-international organizations. You have to be working for them to serve the best interest so that they can finance your campaign. Otherwise, you won't be able to make it. And we don't have a real alternative to choose between a politician which is for sale and a politician which is not for sale. We were never given that opportunity. We always had this kind of dictatorship where we had to choose between two alternatives which are nothing but two faces for the same coin. We were never given a real democratic situation where we get the opportunity to choose between somebody which is not for sale and somebody which is for sale. We will always have to choose between two people that are for sale, and we have to weigh and choose the less bad, the less evil among both of them. And this kind of dictatorship is worse than the obvious dictatorship. So this is another testimony of the degradation of humanity and the decline of humanity during this century. And this is all documented in the book by Dr. Brzezinski. And it is another testimony that in the absence of righteousness, in the absence of righteous superpower, what could happen to the world? And this is one of the losses the world had due to the fall of the righteous Muslim Ummah, the superpower righteous Ummah that's supposed to lead humanity in the path of righteousness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إني دائم فقول وأمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين. اللهم أذن لشريعتك ولدينك أن يحكم الدنيا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين حكم فينا من قلت عنهم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة لقدسه ثانيا، فقال جل من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر.